Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, today's the day we're supposed to get updated guidance on masks from Mayor de Blasio, but indications are a lot of New Yorkers are not in the mood for any more guidance on that, and the mayor himself acknowledges that masks are not the answer, as Carol DiOrio reports.
Mayor de Blasio has said he's trying to strike a balance, and so that's why, as of today, all New York City healthcare workers have a choice. They must either be vaccinated or they must be tested weekly. At some point today, the mayor will announce his decision on masks, who has to wear them and when. But the mayor says no matter what the mask decision is, the best way to deal with COVID is to be vaccinated.
Folks who are vaccinated are going to be able to experience all the things that they love in the life of this city and this country. And folks who are not vaccinated are going to find that too many things that they want to do, they can't do unless they are vaccinated.
So how bad is this new COVID surge? The average number of new cases has quadrupled to 1,000 per day since July. It's all because of the Delta variant. It's easier to catch, but not as deadly. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
Sounded like a war zone in North Corona, Queens, Saturday night. Dozens of rounds fired. 10 people were wounded. Seven of those people had nothing to do with the gang war that led to the shooting.
It was 10:40 p.m. along 37th Avenue. Chief of Detectives James Essex says two gunmen walked up and fired into a crowd.
10 people were shot, three of which are known Trinitario gang members. We believe there are seven unintended targets, which aged in range between 19 and 72.
None of the injuries considered life-threatening. The gunmen then jumped onto scooters driven by two others. All four people wore masks and hoodies. Police are asking the public for help, and they hope to learn more from 37 shell casings left at the scene. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Corona, Queens.
Eric Adams says he's been talking to people in North Corona, and they need more protection.
This is a good, hard-working immigrant community. They are our first responders. They were there during the pandemic. We should not leave them unprotected during the pandemic of violence. This is unacceptable to happen to a community like that.
Curtis Sliwa is putting the blame on the mayor.
Mayor de Blasio, who should be here instead of what he was doing last week, playing volleyball at Orchard Beach on Friday, shooting hoops in Belmont and Arthur Avenue, instead of talking about gang violence, which is a plague to the Bronx, a plague to Brooklyn, a plague to Queens, a plague to Manhattan, a plague to Staten Island. Where is he?
And those weren't all the shootings in the city over the weekend. There were many more, at least three of them fatal. A man sitting in a car in Crown Heights was shot to death a little before 5 a.m. yesterday, about 20 minutes earlier. Another man was shot to death outside a Dunkin' Donuts in Canarsie. And about an hour before that, a man was shot to death in the Bronx. There were also multiple shootings in which the victim survived. One during a robbery around 2:15 yesterday morning at 30th and 3rd in Kips Bay. The victim there shot in the leg. Up in Inwood late Saturday night, four men started shooting it out in front of the Marte grocery on Audubon Avenue. A 42-year-old woman, a 58-year-old woman, and a 78-year-old man were all hit in the crossfire. They're expected to survive in all of these cases. Cops are still looking for the shooters. Phil Geraci is in the habit of getting off the Hutchinson River Parkway at exit 13 when he goes to visit his family, so he was a little confused recently when he got to what had been exit 13 and found it was now marked exit 6B. The State Department of Transportation apparently decided the exit signs should be changed to a mileage-based system, and it did that without much fanfare. The DOT says it's to make the numbering system consistent throughout the state. But Phil tells the Rockland Westchester Journal News they could have done a better job of letting the world know. Luckily, his GPS still recognizes it as exit 13.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.